Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Hal Bach. And this has been quite a show.
Sure has.
Our guests were unbelievable. And you're always learning something. It was Christina and I always talk about this on the show.
The golden nuggets that we take away.
That's
you know,
the truth.
And that, you know, speaking of that, because when I was sitting there, and I was running back and forth, so I heard bits and pieces of the Medicare updates. But, I mean, what really completely shocked me is I had no idea about the coverage if you go out of the country.
I'm sure that's the case with a lot of people.
You know, and I think that's such a major piece. And, you know, and there was a couple of other things, you know, and you really, and that's what I love about the show is that you're actually able to walk away with something, you know, because we've had these Medicare updates. I mean, every year we try to do it because there are different things that
right.
are covered.
You know, my field is sports, and the Winter Olympics are coming up, mm-hmm. and people travel to the Olympics all the time. I mean, those are the people who come to the games.
Wow.
People from other countries.
Right.
And the thought, I mean, I broke my wrist covering Olympics in Lillehammer several years ago. So you can fall and you can break
right.
something.
But you were covered.
Well, I was working.
That's what I'm saying. You're covered by a job. It's
yeah.
a different story.
But I mean, if I were just a visitor.
Right. No, it's just, it's really important.
You're out of luck.
And you start doing all these things just assuming you're covered, and then you're going to go home.
Yeah.
Right.
And get these $1,000 bills.
Well, you get the bill.
Oh,
sure.
Gosh. Yeah, I know. But that's really, you know, and we, John and I always talk about that. Yes.
Just, it's funny, with Medicare, Rule R3792 is for Medicare and Medicaid ambulatory surgery.
Oh.
And that's the specific
another nugget.
Regulation rule for Medicare. But now, unfortunately, Hal is not familiar.
I know. We're
with the numbers that we throw out here.
No.
So I will tell you.
We're really into math.
We're into math. 3792. Okay. Is the number of hours until Christina's next birthday.
Now, you know, see, now you have an important, you learned about Medicare and these
days,
hours.
By numbers, by hours or by minutes.
That's impressive.
And I try to find something coordinated to it.
That's your initiation
impressive.
As, you know, co-host. Now that, you're in the
co-host.
Inner crowd here.
Hal doesn't know that number because usually the co-host says, that's funny, what else would that number mean?
Well, there we go. We have it to the hour. So everyone, get your countdown ready. But, you know, as we were saying, though, with this show, you know, John and I say, you know, no matter how many times we have a specific organization on, you know, it's like you always walk away with some of new piece of knowledge. And I think that's what's special about this show because, you know, Project Independence and North Hempstead in general, you know, we're all about preparing you and educating you because I think, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, we're called Project Independence for a reason. We want people to be able to advocate.
Yeah.
Val, too. To advocate for, you know, themselves and just to be educated the best way possible. So that's what having all these speakers are. And they're such wonderful, you know, we always have people on who just know so much about the topic and are really invested in the topic, too. That is really absolutely wonderful. So kudos to
everybody
all
everybody who's coming here is taking time out of their day to talk. And from a co-host, no matter who it is. Everybody's taking time.
I know. And then they come and then they see there's cupcakes and candy. They're like, wow, how is I missing out on this? But another great program North Hempstead's providing is the town receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, has been holding these property tax exemption seminars, which I think are really, really wonderful. And they're very beneficial. People that have gone really have learned stuff because it's he'll tell you about important changes to the STAR exemption, which is either the basic version or the enhanced version, different exemptions for senior citizens, veterans, and really all other things that could help lower your property taxes because who doesn't want to lower their property taxes, you know? I mean, it's really and there are changes every year, which are important. So he has been going around to all different libraries doing these presentations. So the next one will be on Wednesday, November 15th at the Shelter Rock Public Library.
Okay.
So definitely check it out. And I, you know, Charlie does a great job. And I feel bad for Charlie sometimes because he's booed, you know, when he comes into the room because nobody wants to talk about taxes. But he really tries to help you lower your taxes.
No, he does. He does a terrific job. And these programs are they're well attended and they're important, which is also a different thing nowadays. How, and you see, the libraries have improved so much. You know, years ago it was just a center for books. Now they're community centers.
Without question. There are a lot of activities that go on at many of the libraries, Shelter Rock in particular. But even my library, the East Williston Library, has programs for kids and stuff. It's really good.
Right, I agree.
You know, and we've actually had, you know, and I love doing that too, because we frequently try to have on all different libraries in the town, because, you know, what is amazing about the libraries too is that they've had to kind of, you know, expand and revamp their roles, because, you know, as technology has come into the picture, a lot of people might not be getting normal books. So they've figured out ways to really still remain relevant and beneficial. And the programming that they provide are just amazing. So it's really great having them on the show, too. So, you know, we're really fortunate, too. In North Hempstead, you know, not to toot the horn of North Hempstead, but there's so many organizations and agencies that are right in our town, and medical facilities. You know, we have it's really a hub of all kinds of great stuff. So.
And I find, and this might just be my opinion, because of Project Independence and because we've taken the town and made it one big unit, the libraries, all these different organizations are starting to communicate more with each other. Mm-hmm. So they're getting more involved, and it's, okay, if Howell's Library is having a guest speaker on Medicare, guess what? We should have one over the Hillside. Then we should have one over in the North Shore and the South Shore. And it's becoming such the programs for seniors and youth, but definitely for seniors. It's unbelievable. You cannot be bored in North Hempstead unless you want to be.
Yeah, it's true. No,
there's something to do.
And that's, you know, another thing, you know, because what, you know, for the month of October, we were on a break with advisory committees. But in November, we're starting up, and each region in North Hempstead for Project Independence has an advisory committee. And that is the place where the people in the community really get to say what is going on and, you know, the different needs they have. Because in North Hempstead, all communities have different things. You know, in Great Neck, a big issue was there was a lot of apartments and a lot of people were walking. So pedestrian safety was a huge issue there. You know, so it's really the place that everyone is able to come together and work really gets done and suggestions are made. And, you know, a lot of agencies like the libraries come to the advisory committees, too. So it's really a great place to funnel information and to network, too. So if anyone is interested, we always tell people you can come and check out the advisory committee. You are not committed to come every month, but it's definitely a place to, you know, even if you don't want to talk, you could sit there and just take all the information in as well. So. And there's always different speakers that come, you know, to all these advisory committees. It's really great. So call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information. We always want to encourage people about that as well. Also, we want to remind everyone that the clerk's office has the amazing applying for your passport. I don't know if you know this, Hal, but now you can go right to the town clerk in North Hempstead and get a passport. Which is wonderful. You can take the picture there. Everything. It's like a one-stop shop, which is really great because
a convenient way to get you out of the country. You don't have coverage.
That's right.
Well, you
gotta get
exactly.
Yeah. But you gotta make sure you have your Medigap and all your other insurance things ahead of time, because now we know that to
actually,
do that.
That's an interesting thing, I'm going to pass this on to Wayne. Going in for your passport, a senior. There's nothing wrong to print out something. Make sure you have Medicap
coverage. Let them know,
coverage.
Sure.
Right.
That'd be a wonderful service.
That's actually
for Wayne.
A great, you know, I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah, please do. Pass it on to him because
it's something.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, because I've never heard of it.
People don't know. No. People don't know that.
I know, because I wish it was a video on all of our faces when that was shared, because we were all like, what? Like, nobody, you know, was really aware of that. So it's definitely good, and I'm glad that we're able to educate people too. Also coming up, because it's right around the corner, is the fabulous Winter Wonderland. Is a five-day-long winter-themed family celebration at Clark Botanic Garden. There'll be a beautiful holiday train exhibit, crafts, and more. And that kicks off on December 17th, which will actually be here really fast.
What is this?
It's called Winter Wonderland. Clark Garden does it. And it's a five-day different celebration. There's all different things every day.
Okay.
But the train display is really, really pretty, too. So. It's a great thing to do around the holidays, so check that out. On top of that, I'm trying to find my update page, which I have no idea where it is in this mix of stuff.
I know I was taking some.
here we are, because we are in November, rapidly approaching. All of our social groups are continuing to meet. We want to remind people that through Project Independence, we have a social discussion group, which is facilitated by one of our wonderful caseworkers, and that meets at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library. There's also a men's group that Robin does, too, that meets there as well. We, of course, have our Romeo's group, which meets over at the Atria Cutter Mill, and there's no facilitator there. We have our senior talk group that meets over at the Roslyn Community Center, too, which is facilitated by Nancy, who works in this. You know, and I just want to remind people, there's all these different social groups because everyone might have a different thing that they like. So you're able to go to all of them or check out one and see what is the best fit for you as well. So we really try to have as many options as possible. Also, we have coming up on Friday, November 3rd, and 17th is the Exercise for Balance and Strength course. We've partnered with Winthrop now for many, many years. They've been providing this fall prevention over at the Yes We Can Community Center. And it's really just a great, great program. And they teach you, the person comes in, she'll give you tips. And really, people who have, I know, have had the horrible falls. And they go to this class and they said, you know, they started off having to hold on to a chair. And as the weeks went on, they were able to, you know, gradually get further and further away from the chair and regain, you know, balance. Because everyone knows that a fall can drastically impact, you know, your life. And especially as you get older, you know, if something breaks, I mean, it could really change the course of things. So we really want to, you know, prevent it. And if it did happen, we want to make you stronger again as well. Coming up on November 6th is the St. Francis Hospital Outreach Bus, which is amazing. They do all kinds of screenings. You do not have to make an appointment, which I love about this. There's a bus and it's parked, you know, at different locations. This one will be at the Yes We Can Community Center. You can go in, get diabetes screenings, a blood test for your cholesterol, and they'll give you education as well. And there's actually been people who have been sent to emergency and had no idea how high their blood pressure was or whatever the case might have been. So, you know, lives were actually saved by this. So we always say, if you're in the area, check it out.
These are our most important things. Yes. All these simple little things, avail yourself to them. They're free. You don't have insurance. They're giving you the screening anyway. They're giving you the test. And it really, at the end of the day, I've heard that. On the cancer screening, on the different screenings, people have been saved, technically.
Terrific service of the town.
Absolutely.
But that's it. We're
out of
time.
Call 311 for any of his information.
This has been a great show. Unbelievable. Hal, it's been a pleasure. And you're going to be back soon.
I hope
You've
so.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everyone.